Random House Audiobooks presents The Pursuit of WoW, Every Person's Guide to Topsy-Turvy Times by Tom Peters. Read for you by the author.
The Pursuit of WoW. One-minute excellence. I can sense the curling of your lips. While such a catchphrase makes me shudder too, it does contain a gem waiting to be discovered. How do you go on an effective diet? How do you stop smoking? How do you stop drinking? In short, you do it, and it's done. Then you work like hell for the rest of your life to stay on the weight maintenance, non-smoking, booze-free, whatever wagon. A while back, I came across a line attributed to IBM founder Tom Watson. If you want to achieve excellence, he said, you can get there today. As of this second, quit doing less than excellent work. The idea is profound. Suppose you're a waiter, and for your own future's sake, not because of pressure from the clowns who run the restaurant, you decide to set a matchless standard for service. How? You do it. Now. Sure, you'll be clumsy at first. You'll get a lot of it wrong. You'll need to read up, listen to audio tapes, take classes, tune in to online electronic chat rooms, visit other restaurants to collect clues. And you'll need to keep doing such things to maintain your edge, just as an opera singer or professional athlete does until the day you hang up your corkscrew. Nonetheless, you can become excellent in a nanosecond, starting with your first guest tonight. Simply picture yourself, even if it's a very fuzzy picture, as the greatest waiter ever, and start acting accordingly. Put yourself in Lights on Broadway as a galaxy-class waiter, then perform your script with derring do. Does it sound wild, silly, naive? Maybe, but it isn't. The first 99.9% of getting from here to there is the determination to do it and not to compromise, no matter what sort of roadblocks those around you, including your peers, incidentally, erect. The last 99%, and yes, I know it adds up to more than 100%, but hey, that's life, is working like the devil to, first, keep your dauber up through the inevitable storms, second, learn something new every day, and number three, practice that something, awkward or not, and no matter what, until it's become a part of your nature. What holds for the waiter also holds for the manager of the six-person department or the chief executive officer of the 16,000-person firm. How long does it take you, as boss, to achieve world-class quality? Less than a nanosecond to attain it, a lifetime of passionate pursuit to maintain it. Once the fire is lit, assume you've arrived, and never, ever look back or do anything, no matter how trivial, that's inconsistent with your newfound quality persona. Suppose you commit to achieving new heights in quality or service here and now. In your own mind, you're an instant Nordstrom or Motorola. But your next task, drat that real world, is to go through your boring in-basket. What an opportunity! Respond to that first little item that turns up as you imagine a Nordstrom or a Motorola exec would. A memo from a frontline worker complaining about a silly impediment to improvement. A request to change office supply vendors. An irate note from a customer or distributor. Nordstrom it. Motorola it. Act out in a small way your Nordstrom-Motorola fantasy of matchless quality. Sure, if you keep it up for even a few hours, people all over the organization will start to look at you a bit oddly. You want them to, because you've achieved your first tiny victory. You, Ms. Planet-class quality, are living a new life. Their misfortune that they haven't figured it out for themselves yet. Does all this amount to a quarter-baked pep talk better delivered under revival tent? Hardly. And if you don't believe me, ask a friend in Alcoholics Anonymous, probably the most effective change program on earth today. You see, the deeper point is that you will either change in a nanosecond or never. It's true with booze, smokes, fat, and world-class quality. The determined shift of mindset is an all-or-nothing deal. In case you can't tell, I am fed up to my eyebrows with executives and people of every other rank who talk about how long it takes to achieve change. That is pure, unadulterated rubbish. It takes forever to maintain change, one day at a time, AA folks say, but it takes just that flash to achieve change of even the most profound sort. One morning in Houston, almost 5 years ago, I changed. I was a non-exerciser. But that day, for a lot of not very profound reasons, I went out at 5 a.m. and took my first bumbling speed walk. 11 minutes later, all right, more than a few nanoseconds, I was hooked. It is true that every day since then I have worried that I will renege. Exercise is a lifetime pursuit which causes pain some days. But as of that morning, I was a no-baloney, world-class, rudely dogmatic exerciser. Change is that simple. Honest. Nothing is carved in stone. Nothing. Everything is written in sand and is likely to be erased or unrecognizably altered by the next wave or wind that sweeps over it. With that disclaimer out of the way, let me offer a few tentative truths that I've squeezed out of my own life's adventure. Unintended consequences always outnumber intended consequences. I'm amused, amazed, and frustrated when audiences think that I'm exaggerating when I say, hey, look, well, I don't know anything. Well, damn it, I don't. The world is a complicated place. Strategies rarely, if ever, unfold as we imagined. Intended consequences are rare indeed. Certainty is a delusion. I do not understand anybody who claims to understand anything. Sure, I know you have to have faith in something to get yourself out of bed in the morning, but I doubt at least as much as I believe. It's not cynicism, it's pragmatism. Fiction beats nonfiction. Avoid nonfiction like the plague. It's too unrealistic. Lately, I've reveled in Paul Bowles, Heinrich Böll, Julian Barnes, Max Frisch, among others. Nothing conveys the richness of life in quite the same way as a great novel. Success begets failure. If you or your company luck out and find something that works, well, then you're in trouble. You will most likely try to make history repeat itself, which can hardly ever be made to happen. The times that it does happen are when you most want it not to. Circumstances change, and the strengths that led to your first success often become weaknesses. Democracy and markets are untidy, but effective. American democracy is an eternally unfinished, incredibly messy experiment. Markets are far, far too complex to comprehend. Their evolution is not pretty. But despite, or more likely because of, their very messiness, American democracy and markets both work. Beware the champions of order who would clean them up. Vermont farmers have a lot to teach us. I live among rural Vermonters much of the time. They can do a million things. The average hick in my neck of the woods is a crafty, multi-skilled networker, trader, entrepreneur. Many of my neighbors are degreeless and diplomaless, but they could outwit the average corporate manager without raising a sweat. Lighten up. I despise stuffed shirts. It's pure, prejudiced, and I admit it. But I like and trust people who put their feet up, spout an occasional four-letter word, and laugh at their own screw-ups. Smile if it kills you. The physiology of smiling per se diffuses a lot of anger and angst. It makes your body and soul feel better, not to mention the bodies and souls of those around you. Each day is a miracle. The sun rises over the eastern mountain on my farm, fog settles into its shoulder, the goats eat just about everything, the sheep bleat, the mare and her foal trot across the field. Each breath of wind, each flurry of snow, each bit of good news is miraculous. Savor them. You ain't gonna be here forever. Reject simple explanations. According to the press, I am a guru. Am I supposed to put on a saffron robe and start chanting? No, 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 1,000 times no. I simply make observations and try to confuse people. Still, an awful lot of people come to my seminars looking for answers. Thank you very much for coming, but there are no answers. Just an awful lot of questions that need to be asked, and, at best, a few guesses at answers that might be worth trying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?